Chapter 13. Nadine Boynton was walking with Jefferson Cope along the stony hillside. Her face was pale. "Jefferson," she said, "I've got to talk to you."
"Of course, Nadine, but don't be upset," said Mr. Cope. "You must do just as you want."
"You know what I'm going to say, don't you?" she said with emotion. "You're so good and kind, Jefferson, and I've treated you so badly."
"Nadine, you know I love you, but all I want is for you to be happy. When you decided to leave your husband, you were honest with me. You didn't say you were in love with me, but I was happy. All I wanted was to look after you."
"I'm sorry," said Nadine. "I'm so sorry, Jefferson."
"But I somehow thought you'd change your mind. And things are different now. You and Lennox can have a life of your own."
"Yes, I can't leave Lennox now," said Nadine quietly. "Please forgive me."
"There's nothing to forgive," said Mr. Cope. "We'll forget about that afternoon, and we'll just be friends."
Nadine placed a gentle hand on his arm. "Dear Jefferson, thank you. I'm going to find Lennox now." She turned and left him. Mr. Cope went on alone. Lennox was so deep in thought that he didn't notice Nadine until she sat down beside him on the hillside. "We haven't been able to talk until now," she said. "But Lennox, I'm not going to leave you now."
"Were you really going to leave me, Nadine?"
Lennox said seriously. She nodded. "Yes, I thought it was the only thing I could do. I hoped you would be jealous and follow me."
"I was so shocked when you said you were going away with Jefferson Cope," said Lennox. "Why didn't I leave with you when you asked? When you told me, I realized that there was only one thing to do if I didn't want to lose you. I went and..."
"Don't," said Nadine. Lennox gave her a quick look.
"I went and argued with Mother. I told her that I chose you."
He paused.
"Yes, that's what I said to her.